The Cape Breton Regional Municipality is looking into the cost of another garbage removal program. The Call to Haul project would have people calling 311 or the Solid Waste Department instead of waiting for an annual date for heavy garbage pickup. The Public Works Department would dispatch trucks to a neighborhood when a sufficient number of requests have been made for the service. Mayor Cecil Clark says the program enables residents to remove unwanted heavy items sooner rather than later.
Call to Haul is one of those elements of making sure that people aren't stockpiling, you know, heavy garbage. This is a way for them to have a scheduled pickup to do it over the course of a year.
Clark says they could operate it as a pilot program to see if the service will be successful.
If it works, great. Let's continue on it. If it doesn't, we've tried and we'll know the results of that, as we did with the divisional drop-off sites.
The municipality is sending out a request for proposals and the matter will be brought back to council at a future meeting. Also at council, officials discussed transit ridership and trends showing that fewer people are riding the buses these days. Public Works Director John Phelan says federal rules reducing international student enrollment at Cape Breton University is to blame.
First 6 months of this year, we've been down probably $250,000 out of a $600,000, I believe, ridership for CBU. We're taking a big look at that. We've had meetings with CBU recently. Their numbers for January are not good. And if anybody's been following the budget, there's further cuts to immigration for international students.
Phelan says, meanwhile, lower ridership does translate into some savings.
There's a middle of the road here somewhere between what we've saved in operating costs, because we're not doing a lot of overtime now. We're not running the heck out of our buses anymore. So there's a savings there that might translate into some, but that's something that's going to have to be discussed during budget.
Phelan says a new provincial program providing free bus passes to low-income residents could help increase ridership. Meanwhile, the Cape Breton Regional Municipality wants to buy some property around Centre 200 in Sydney. It's directing staff to buy two buildings, but no deals have been signed yet. Mayor Clark says the centre needs an upgrade.
A replacement of Centre 200 would be above $200 million versus what would be a refurbishment and rehabilitation of it. It's met the end of its life cycle usefully.
Clark says the community needs a flagship facility to draw people in.
We'll be welcoming the world's under 18 women's. We want more events like that, more curling. And to do that means we have to have a facility that is modernized. And those matters will be part of the budget process coming up as well.
He adds it's also part of a plan to set up a hub for buses and possibly a light rail service. And wrapping up City Hall news, on the doorsteps of winter, Mayor Clark says curious people have caused problems in the past for snow removal and clearing during the winter. Clark hopes this winter it'll be less of a burden for the plow operators.
Really, in the height of a storm, it should be emergency personnel only and essential people out on the roads. And that is a hard message to try and ask people to adhere to. But it's one that is becoming more and more pertinent for us to be able to provide safe public service and winter operations.
Clark says it's difficult for some people to remain patient in waiting for the crews to finish their work.
Really, in the height of a storm, it should be emergency personnel only and essential people out on the roads. And that is a hard message to try and ask people to adhere to. But it's one that is becoming more and more pertinent for us to be able to provide safe public service and winter operations.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.